It's Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and let's go back to Robin Young in Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh, you have Robin. You've also been in Durham, but I know that it's very cold there.
Oh, it's cold, but you know, it's also efficient. And Jeremy, we want to take a minute to look at how do you make such a fast-growing area work? We all know the Research Triangle area, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, growing leaps and bounds. Raleigh, just over 420,000 people, but it adds more than 10,000 people a year. How do you do that? Well, the man in charge of trying to shape Raleigh as it grows is Mitchell Silver, Chief Planning and Development Officer for Raleigh, attracting national attention. He's been named a top innovator for his work in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Raleigh, and he's here with us in the WNC studios at the Museum of Natural History. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, and I do feel the city is efficient. Now, people have said to me, try driving on certain roads at rush hour, but we're hearing from people who are born and raised here, you know, with all due respect to Atlanta, that's what they don't want. They're thrilled that the area is growing, but they don't want to have the sprawl and the traffic congestion of, let's say, in Atlanta. So how do you stop that?
Well, for one is that we had a plan, and the city council back in 2009 adopted a blueprint for our growth. We knew we were growing, believe it or not, by about 13,000 a year. And so we came up with a blueprint for our growth that focused on 8 growth centers and 12 growth corridors. And we now have our development code, and we're following that blueprint exactly. That helps us diversify the traffic patterns. It helps us concentrate growth. And it helps us limit some of the traffic impacts that people experience in other cities. We also made a bold move of saying that we do not want to sprawl. And so these growth centers allow us to manage our growth and have more we should say a polycentric city, multiple centers where people can work and live, and that's working.
Well, tell me more about that polycentric, because I'm hearing from, again, you know, people I've been talking with who are right here, that unlike other areas, let's say people aren't going in necessarily to Raleigh or Charlotte, they're going from those cities to a technical area.
Well, we have what's called various employment centers. Many cities have what we call a hub and spoke. There's one central business district, and everybody drives to it. We have multiple centers here. We have downtown Durham and Raleigh and Midtown and the Research Triangle Park. That diversifies your traffic patterns, so it's not all coming into, let's say, you know, a downtown Boston or a downtown D.C. It's really dispersed throughout our region. That helps diversify the traffic and keep it so you don't have the level of congestion that other cities experience.
Don't you have to get a light rail, though? We were in Charlotte for the Democratic Convention, beautiful light rail system. And we're hearing here, you're saying, you're nodding your head yes, that, for instance, here, the buses were recently allowed to drive on the shoulder so that people who are stuck in traffic, they look at the bus whiz by on the shoulder and they're thinking, maybe I should take the bus. But that's kind of dangerous, I'm thinking, a bus on a shoulder.
Right. Light rail is an absolute must for us to grow efficiently. In our blueprint that I mentioned, we're actually planning, or we hope to have a light rail system by the 2020s that will have at least 18 stations in Raleigh and other stations throughout the region. We're expecting over 30 to 35,000 apartments by 2025. Mm-hmm. Without a light rail system, I would say that we will look like Atlanta. So for us, it's very important that as we anticipate those 30 to 35,000 new apartments by 2025, our hope is that we do get the permission to have a referendum on the ballot to pass a measure for light rail so we can start planning that system, both buses, bus rapid transit, and light rail.
Well, and two, just a quick question on what we were just talking about with Laura Leslie, a political reporter. This demographic gap, you have two different problems in the state. You have cities like Raleigh exploding. You have areas shrinking into poverty. Is there a way you have to be thinking in Raleigh about connecting to one of those areas so that people from these impoverished areas can maybe come to work here?
Well, North Carolina, the Department of Transportation is looking at commuter rail. There's one I'm looking at that's going out east toward Goldsboro. It's very important that we look at the economy of rural areas, but you want to tie them to your metro areas. And one of the best ways of doing that is through commuter rail. And so our hope is as the state starts to look at those transit options, that commuter rail will be on their radar screen, and it is. So that is one way of doing it. Also, the whole local food movement, how can we tie some of the rural economies to the metro economies? So there is a way that we can grow together rather than having us compete against one another.
Right, or grow in different directions.
Correct.
People talk about Raleigh, Charlotte, Chapel Hill, representing the New South. What does that mean to you?
Well, a lot of cities came of age in the 21st and 20th century. We're now seeing a whole set of new cities that are coming of age in the 21st century. Most of those happen to be in the Sun Belt, the South and the West. We're learning a lot from the older cities, and we're trying to do things a lot differently, whether we call it elegant density, but we're trying to design...
Elegant density?
Well, we'll say elegant density, that we try to marry it with designing with nature, more landscaping, so you have the density, but you also have it designed with nature. We're also looking at a way to have those growth centers so we're not overwhelming our transportation network, but we're learning on how to do things a little bit differently than the older cities, and so we're calling it kind of the emerging 21st century cities, and a lot of them happen to be in the Sun Belt.
Who do you look at? I mean, Raleigh is what most people are looking at, but who are you looking at?
Well, we're trying to establish our own identity, but certainly cities like Nashville, Raleigh's being considered in that category, Charlotte. So those are just some examples, Austin. So certainly there are a leading pack of some Sun Belt cities. So we're compared with those cities often. So we still want to chart our own destiny, our own identity. So we'd like others to follow us, but certainly we take a look at Nashville and Austin to see how they're doing their planning and development for growth of the future.
And how do you grow and keep the things that make it a destination, make it different from other cities in the U.S. so it still has its flavor and its character?
Well, in all of our planning, we want to make sure we stay authentic to our tradition, our history, and our roots. What separates, I think, Raleigh from other cities is that when you come here, although we're a mid-sized city, we retain that small-town charm. There's a quality of life here that is just magical. When people come here, they don't want to leave. We're welcoming the residents. We're welcoming the businesses. And so when you move to this community, it's just wonderful.
Well, speaking of not wanting to leave, I'm sure you're going to allow us to make news right now because there is speculation that you might be leaving, that you are one of the top candidates to lead the city planning department in New York City under new Mayor Bill de Blasio. Feel free to announce that right now.
Unfortunately, I'll have to pass on that opportunity, but thank you for asking the question.
I mean, the sense of New York City, you've worked there before. Is it something that would appeal to you? Others might run in the opposite direction from New York City and all its planning problems?
As you said, I've worked and lived there, but again, I'm going to pass on the opportunity to comment.
You could have made news.
I'm sure I could
Silver. Mitchell Silver is right now the city planning director for Raleigh, North Carolina, and as we just heard, admired across the country. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
And we are going out with Thelonious Monk because, yes, born in North Carolina, Rocky Mount to be specific. Earlier we heard Superchunk. We're giving you the sounds and the thoughts of North Carolina. It's here and now.